It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and we are actually inside the Royal Room, the newly renovated Royal Room of the Valley City Eagles Club. This is beautiful. I'm with the kitchen manager, Jenny, and her daughter, Emerson, who work here at the Eagles Club. This is really incredible what the contractors and what you guys have done. You've completely revamped this place. Tell us about it.
Completely. We totally renovated the inside of the dining room, which used to be the formal dining room. It's now a little bit more modern. We have five TVs in here. We have some new taps down here for tap beer. It's just very modern. It's very industrial looking. It's very industrial looking, and I absolutely just love it. I love it. I think, like I said, Donnie and his crew did a great job when they did the remodel and stuff. So,
how are your hours going to work with the new dining room?
Actually, the hours are staying the same with the dining room currently, and we are only open down here from 5 to 9 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But we serve food upstairs still Monday through Saturday. So, but right now, we're just going to keep the hours the same as we've always had them, 5 to 9 Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Okay. So, and hopefully, if we can get some new staff, then maybe we can open up a little bit more, but we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out. So
you're short staff like everybody else?
Like everybody else, yes, like everybody else. So
working a lot of hours?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, like, I feel like we do the best that we can with the limited amount of people that we have. So, and I do hope that if we do get super busy over this weekend, I hope everybody bears with us and stuff, because we will, of course, be a little short staffed this weekend, but we'll do the best that we can, just like we always do. So.
And what's the new capacity in the Royal Room?
I think it's like 92 or 94. I'm not 100% sure. I've never really sat and counted, but I know it's doubled from what we had down here before. So.
And you have been here 13 years, right?
Yep.
And Emerson's been here 11. My word, Emerson. You said you started at an early age.
Yeah. I started at 14, and I've worked up until now. So.
And you work on both floors?
Yes, I work upstairs and downstairs. I bartend upstairs during the day, and I work downstairs during nights. And from the last couple of years of starting to bartend, I love both ends, and I love my job.
That's great. You must love it because you've been here 11 years. So, you know, I know I'm associated with the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, and we had our annual meeting here a couple of Februarys ago, but we're going to have the Cowboy Hall of Fame here. The East Greets West meeting is going to be here in October 20th. So you guys are kind of gearing up for that, right?
Yes, I'm very excited. And I love working with Rick out of Dickinson. I believe that's where he's from. He's pretty cool character. I like him. So we're very excited to do like more banquets and stuff this fall. It's been kind of quiet this summer. So our schedule is pretty booked up for August and September and October already. Yeah. So yeah, hopefully things will get rolling here again, and we'll just get busy again. So,
well, you'll have a busy October, because I know that CHI Mercy Health Foundation,
yeah,
they're going to have their Oktoberfest,
yes,
here on October 14th, and then the Cowboy Hall of Fame on the 20th. So
yes,
you hope to have a full staff by then, right?
Yeah, well, I can. Well, it is what it is. Like I said, we try the best that we can, and we always make it work, which is so nice. Like, we always get stressed a little bit, and it gets to that point where we're like, oh, how are we going to pull this off? But we've been very good. We work really well. As a team, most of us that work here have been here a long time, so we kind of have a good routine, and we know what's kind of expected of each other. So. But yeah, I think we do a good job. I think the staff does a real good job here that we've got here. So
That's great. Anything else to add about the new renovations and new accommodations? You've got, it looks like a new bar that you have at the Royal Room here.
Area down here, and we had four taps installed down here to help so the waitresses don't have to continue to run upstairs and get drinks all the time and bring them downstairs. But yeah, hopefully we can bring in some new folks. And of course, we love our regulars that eat here almost every week. We have a lot of regulars that come here on a weekly basis. So we're just kind of hoping to bring in some new clients and see what, hopefully we can show them what we have to offer. So.
All right. Well, I have one order in place, okay? And that is lionized hash browns.
Oh, can,
I love my lionized hash browns.
Same, so,
so we can still come here and get them at the Royal Room,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yep, yep. We will be hopefully adding some things to the menu. We had a little setback with some stuff. Like we had ordered some new equipment, and when it got here, unfortunately, it was broke, because we want to add some things, like I said, to the menu, expand the menu a little bit. And so things are going to take a little bit of time to get everything in place, but for the most part, we're ready to go. You know, the menu will still be the same. We're still going to have our awesome food that we have. But like I said, hopefully within the next month or so, if things go right, we should be able to add some things to the menu also. So
all right, one last time, the hours and the days for the Royal Room being open.
5 to 9 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Very
so
good. Thank you, Jenny. And Emerson, thank you.
Thank you.
So we are here inside. If you haven't seen it, come on in and check it out either Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, the Royal Room after 5 here in the Valley City Eagles Club, in the lower level of the Valley City Eagles Club. There's our Voice of the Valley for today.